It is undoubtedly extremely difficult for me to welcome on the program this evening our very good friend, a wonderful person who has so many of the good qualities that our beloved father, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, rahimahullah, was blessed with. Our good friend, Hazrat Hafiz Muhammad Patel Sahib, Daman Barakatuhum, the only son of our father, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Daman Barakatuhum. As I mentioned, Hazrat has two daughters as well, the son-in-laws being Muhammad Ishaq, who lives in Port Elizabeth, and the second being Maulana Naeem Mutala Sahib, who lives in Durban. I'd like to welcome Hafiz Muhammad Patel Sahib, Daman Barakatuhum, who has also, alhamdulillah, taken ba'at and received khilafat from Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Daman Barakatuhum, spent 4 years, subhanallah, 4 years in the khidmat of Hazrat Wala in Karachi, and alhamdulillah has acquired so much from the wisdom and grace of Hakim Sahib and from his father. Subhanallah, truly blessed to be surrounded by the Ahlullah. Having your father is truly, truly an honor. And having someone as both your biological father and your spiritual father, who are so much connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, true ashiks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and true ashiks of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wassalam. I would like to welcome Hazrat Hafiz Muhammad Patel Sahib, Daman Barakatuhum, who joins us from the home of our beloved father, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, rahimahullah, tonight from Durban. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah. It is our dua and the dua of every single listener tonight on Channel Islam International that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and the family sabr jameel, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you complete patience and perseverance, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant your grieving hearts the strength to understand the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in taking our loving father away in Makkatul Mukarramah. And it is our heartfelt du'as that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates your status, your mother's status, your sister's and your brother-in-law's status, your nephew's and niece's status, your own children's status, your wife's status. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you and the family and likewise all of us spiritual sons and daughters to become a great means of isale thawab for our father, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, rahimahullah. Hafiz Muhammad, Daman Barakatuhum, to commence with, when you met Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, rahimahullah, during that last phase of your tawaf from Rukne Yamani to Hajre Aswad, and Hazrat saw you, what was this like for you as Hazrat came to you and Hazrat Maulana rahimahullah shared in the khidmat of his most loving partner and wife Appa, Damat Barakatuhum, what was this experience for you as your father and your mother were closest to you, close to the Baytullah and the Ka'batullah?
Alhamdulillah, Mawlana, we made many tawafs with my father and many suffered, alhamdulillah. But this tawaf that we made, this was my umrah. It was my final round of the tawaf between Rukni Yamani and Hajar al-Aswad. And assume it was my father's first or second round. When he came and he held the wheelchair, till that point in time, I did not know that he was behind me. As I was pushing my mother, it was a very big crowd. But when he held the wheelchair and I looked, I got a shock to see him over there. He immediately first asked if we are okay, if I'm managing pushing my mother, which I replied, gee, I'm almost finished. and she started immediately with dua. It was a very little. He asked me how many rounds left. I told him it was the last round. So we did not waste time. He hastened quickly into dua. And he made lots of dua for my mother, lots of dua for the sinful servant and other family members as well. But alhamdulillah, that was an experience, and it will remain with me, inshallah, for the rest of my life.
Inshallah. Hafiz Saab, then we come, obviously, to the final day, Tuesday, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite mercy, as Hazrat Maulana Zulfikar Saab on Saturday night, in some consolation for that matter, described and elaborated on the hadith. And wallah, we have learnt this hadith many times, we have heard it, but perhaps the understanding was brought about on Saturday night for me specifically. Tuhfatul mu'mini al-maut, that the gift for a believer is undoubtedly when their eyes close. And this was the gift to our father, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab, rahimahullah, as Allah chose to take our father away right in front of the Baytullah. Tuesday, from the time of Salatul Asr, after Salatul Asr, you were very fortunate, alhamdulillah, to have spent this time with your father. What actually happened on this last day?
As our mamul day in Makkah Mukarrama, that we normally make ibadat during the night, and during the days after Fajr we generally sleep away till almost Zuhar time. And that Tuesday morning after Fajr, actually I was in a different tower in Hilton, and my father was in tower 2, so over 2 floors or 3 floors above him was the brothers are here in Diaz and a few other brothers' room, where he went there and he gave them some final parting advices and spoke to them about his youth, and he left. Thereafter he went to his room, probably had breakfast and had a rest. Before Zuhar, about 11 o'clock, I saw a missed call, actually after Zuhar, at about 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock he tried to call me. So I gave him a call about 3:30, and he answered the phone and asked him, are you resting? He said, no, just waking up, just now Asr. So I said, okay, we will see him after Asr, inshallah. After Asr, my family should go to his room every day, but in Makkah Mukarrama we were only there one day, so she said she'll go after Asr to the room with my children and take some food for them for supper. I went to a friend of mine's room, which is 1-2 floors below my father's room, and I received a call from my son from his father's room, and he was inquiring some Maulana Sufyan's number, which I did not have on my cell phone. I think about 3 or 4 minutes later, there was a knock on the door, and my father came with my son Ahmed into the room. When he walked in the room, he sat down. The friend of mine, Hafiz Anwar Limbada, from Durban, he offered him some fried rice juice, which he had. He offered him some cherries, which he partook of as well. And we were just having a few light moments. And I think Maulana at that time also had BBM me regarding coming to Durban. Mm-hmm. As Ms. Maulana can recall it.
Yes, I remember.
When Maulana asked to come to Durban, so I asked my father, rahmatullah alayh, that Maulana wants to come to Durban with Brother Imran Khan and spend a few days. So he asked me which days are they. So I told him it's a weekend before Ramadan. So he told me that, reply back that, a weekend before Ramadan, I want to go and visit some 6 family members. So I gave that reply, and then we started talking again. While we were talking, my friend was also a very jokey person, and a very close friend of my father. So he told him, Maulana, I did 1 or 2 things which were very unusual for me to do. So my father asked him, what did you do? He said that I made 90% of my namazes on the mataf. So my father looked at him, And he asked him laughingly, "Did you read the Har Namaz as well?" Because it was very hot. It was almost about 47 degrees. They said, "Jim, even the Har Namaz." So my father sat back and he told him to, in a very nice way, he said that if people like you do not read Namaz on the Mataf, then who is going to make Namaz on the Mataf, especially Zuhar and Asr? Because we are very weak people now. We had our days in our youth where we should read Namaz on the Mataf, Zuhar and Asr, but now we cannot manage it. It's nice, you must keep making your Namazes, and if you can manage, make your Namaz on the Mataf. If you cannot manage, then there are other places in the Haram which you can read your Salah in." So that was one. And then again we started talking, and he took out his phone and he showed my friend. He said, "This one brother, murid of his, he said, 'Hazrat, just deposit 100,000 durood and salams into your account.'" And then somebody else said, "Hazrat, I just deposit so many thousand Quran Sharif khatams in your account." He said, "This is what we want. That's all we want." And my friend tells him that, "Mawlana, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala hasn't deprived me of anything. I was looking," he's telling my father, "I was looking for a place where they sell steak or chicken for the last 2 days, and Allah Ta'ala has sent it to my door, which my family has made, sent for my parents upstairs, my father and my mother, and she said must give it to him as well because he was going to his room. I said, Allah Ta'ala has sent me home food, and it is so much better than eating normal junk food." So he too said, "Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has not deprived me of anything. Allah Ta'ala has given me the best of the dunya, and I've ate the same food earlier on, which I've also really enjoyed." Mm-hmm. Then he left the room and he went to my sister's room, and I just inquired early on from my niece. She says that no, he had some chicken drumstick with some potato, and then he had apple, and he had some kiwi juice. Yet throughout the day, according to my mother as well, throughout the day, little, but he ate. Normally it's not his habit to eat throughout the day, but on that specific Tuesday, throughout the day, he ate a little. Every hour or every few hours he was eating or drinking something. Mm-hmm. Then he said that, "Okay, get ready, inshallah." Oh, then before he left, when this chap who sent this durood and salam into his account, so my friend laughed and said, "Mawlana, I got your tabiyat. I'm very weak, and I read one durood and salam, not one durood, 140 salat and salam I read, and I make one yasin khatam in the morning. I read my little bit in the evening, and that's all." This person who read that 100,000 durood and salam must have been reading wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem or wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi. To which my father replied, "Definitely he must be reading wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem or wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi. And yes, indeed, that is also a durood." Mm-hmm. So whether you read that or you read Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa sahabihi wa barik wa sallim, both are durood. Mm-hmm. So he told him, "You can read that also in future, and inshallah you also can get that reward. But yes, don't strain yourself. Do it according to your capabilities." So alhamdulillah, he left the room, he went to my sister's room, he ate a little day, and then we got ready, made wudu, got ready for tawaf. About quarter past six, he says that you should meet at the haram between Rukni Yamani and Hajri Aswad for tawaf. So the men all left for tawaf. I went to fetch my mother and my wife. Just before I could reach there, I received a call from my wife that my father asked for the wheelchair. I must bring the wheelchair, and she must push my two small ones on the wheelchair. After three rounds, if he gets tired, then he will sit on the wheelchair and we will push him on the wheelchair. At the same time, I think he asked Imtiaz for the wheelchair to bring the thing and come to the Haram. When we went to pick my mother up, I told my mother, "No, what we will do is that I will go and push my father in the wheelchair, my children in the wheelchair first, and then my father, and she can stay with my wife in the Haram just in case she needs any assistance to go back to the hotel. If she refused, he says, no, inshallah, she will manage. She doesn't need a wheelchair, we must carry on. So I went to the wheelchair, alhamdulillah, we started tawaf. And the first round went, alhamdulillah, very well. It was a different experience, not knowing it was my last tawaf with my father, rahmatullah alayh. I went right next to him. He put his hand on my daughter's head, made dua in the first round. In the second round, he did the same. And as we approached towards the end of the second round, the police chased us away, told us that the wheelchairs are not allowed due to it being almost the time of Maghrib. And they clear out all the wheelchairs and the ladies from the tawaf so that it will be easier for Maghrib Salah. I moved out, and my nephew Ahmed Ishaq had the other wheelchair. We both came out of tawaf. My father said, no, immediately you'll move out and join the tawaf again. So we moved out. I phoned my wife. I told her to pick up the wheelchair from around the green light. And I came back into tawaf, which I tried to join them and be with them. But apparently the tawaf went so smooth for them, alhamdulillah. It was flowing for them. And I reached them only towards the ending of the last round of the tawaf. When we made the last istislam, we walked towards the hatim side, the back of the hatim. At the end of the mataf, we made dua. And then my father asked to go towards the aircon section. So we walked up, went towards the aircon section. And as we were walking around, it was as if something was pulling him towards the mataf again. He just turned onto the mataf, came down the staircase, went onto the mataf, and at that specific time, the Safi Awal, he made two serfs over there, two rows, and he told all the brothers to sit down and wait for Azan. So we sat down, we waited for Azan. At that time, it was the first serf. Obviously, people were making tawaf. So we were as close as possible towards the Kaaba, and we waited for Azan. After Azan, he asked us to make our two rakats wajib tawaf, which we did, alhamdulillah. And he required some zamzam water, and he took a tablet of his. Then it was already time for the Maghrib Salah. So we made Maghrib Salah. We did the Maghrib, and we did the Sunnat, Nawafil after Maghrib. Then he came back towards the, he's going as if we're going out of Bab Malik Fahad Gate. As he was walking out, there was a brother who met him, and as soon as he met him, my father, rahmatullah alayhi, sat down and indicated that there was something wrong. Basically, I think he held towards his chest. So we ran towards him, and he asked me to quickly get the wheelchair, which I asked him Tiaz to do, because when I got back into tawaf, I told him Tiaz that my nephew is by the green light. I'll get the wheelchair from there as soon as the tawaf finishes, which Tiaz did. He got the wheelchair and he put a lock on it so nobody takes the wheelchair. So he went to get the wheelchair. He hurried. And in that time, his normal chair that we use, that folding chair of his, I asked him to sit on the chair. And my father woke up and he sat on the chair. As soon as he sat on the chair, there was a brother, Dr. Ashraf Mohammadi, who came to meet him. I wanted to refuse him and tell him that the father is not well. But at that point in time, Allah Ta'ala put it in my heart that my father, at any time, whether he was sick, whether he was not sick, whether he was sleeping, anybody who came, he made the ikram, he went out of his way to go and meet them and greet them, and always considered other people first before himself. So at this point in time, I said, no, Dr. Ashraf, you can meet him. So he made salam for him, and while he made salam, I told him, no, can I press your shoulders for you? Which he said, he put his neck down, so I started pressing his shoulders. When I started pressing his shoulders, he picked up his hand in dua. What dua he made at that point in time, only Allah Ta'ala knows. It was a few, probably about 20 or 30 seconds. And Dr. Kadwa, Dr. Muhammad Kadwa from Durban, my neighbor also, he noticed something on my father's face, and he asked us to pick up his legs as quickly as possible. When we picked up his legs, then naturally his back went down, so we laid him down onto the ground, and as we were holding him, his hands fell off from Dua. At that point in time, he was not in a state where I think he noticed what we were doing. He was definitely in communication with Allah Ta'ala. For a few minutes, we tried to revive him in the sense of him putting a few drops of Zamzam in his mouth. There was a lot of commotion around. But at that time, his communication with Allah Ta'ala was such that he was not even aware of what we were doing. And within a few seconds, Allah Ta'ala has made him beloved to him. After seeing that, with his eyes rolling over, we asked Dr. Kadwa to do CPR, which he tried about 3 or 4 times. The hope that maybe inshallah we'll get maybe one limb moving, or maybe a breath will come, we can hear him breathing. But it was too late for us, and he was beloved to Allah Ta'ala at the time. Some paramedics came through, they tried doing CPR, and when they realized that they could not do anything, they asked us to put him on the wheelchair which they had brought, and wheel him away out of the haram and make the preparations, which we refused to do. Dr. Muhammad Kadwa said that Allah has given him so much that in the dunya, we will not take him on the wheelchair, we will carry him out of the mataf area. So the police guided us to a room called a CPR room, which we went to. I think there was quite a bit of people, can't recall how many people. But at that point in time, with my father, when we were doing the CPR on the mataf, it was Maulana Sadiq, Dr. Kadwa, and the sinful servant. When we went on to the CPR room, there were lots of people carrying the Mubarak body of my father, Rahmatullah Ali. We went into the CPR room, and they tried as well. We had a little hope that inshallah, maybe he will get some movement on his arms, on his legs, or his eyes will open again. Even though we knew that there was no hope, we still tried to believe in ourselves that no, there is some hope. We made lots of dua. We phoned Karachi to Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, our Sheikh, to make lots of dua as well. And throughout the world, I think messages went around and people were phoning in, calls were pouring in, requesting us to also make dua for them, and they're making dua for us. And Allah Ta'ala will grant us Sabra Jameel Ajri Azim. But at that point in time, we still had a little hope that maybe he is alive and we will get a pulse again. So we told the crowd that was outside the CPR room that just make dua, inshallah, there is some hope. We were giving them hope, and at the same time we were just trying to console ourselves, knowing that there is no hope. So 2 or 3 times we did that, until a time came when the doctor came out and he told us he wanted to make health preparation. The hardest part was breaking the news to my mother, who was in the hotel room. Dr. Kadwa asked me if I will manage, and I told him, inshallah, I will make him mad and I will try and go there. But by the time I reached the hotel room, there were calls that were coming from around the world on my father's cell phones that were in the room. And they were not sure what is happening or what was happening. And they asked me, is Papa okay? at that time. I do not know exactly what happened, but it was chaos in the room. Everybody was crying. We had to break the news because my nephew was on a wheelchair. He was in need of attention. My son was finished. He was in need of some attention. I myself trying to be strong for my mother and my sister and my nieces. I just asked them for the passport and I went out of the room and I told them this is my war. And they left back for the Haram Sharif after Isha. When we went back to the Haram Sharif after Isha, we went with my mother, and then after about half an hour after Isha, we went with my mother into the Haram Sharif to the CPR room. They wanted to see the body. And wallah, Malana, I can say 100% sure I was. At the time when he was becoming beloved to Allah Ta'ala on the Mataf, his face was as if he was in guftagu talking to Allah Ta'ala. But when we went to the CPR room, his face was a full-blown face with a big smile, or rather more of a laughter on his face. I noticed this. All my family members noticed this. And then we said, okay, now we're going to go from the hospital, from the hotel, from the haram to the hospital. We went to the hospital and it was a bit of confusion because of the procedure there, that we have to wait for the consulate to come and sign off documents and paperwork. So we waited a couple of hours. It was chaotic there at the hospital. People were coming in to see the Mubarak face of my father, Rahmatullah Ali, which we showed them. People were reading, making Yasin Khatams. People were sitting outside the hospital, just crying and thinking of how they enjoyed this trip so much with my father, how much they benefited with my father. And some of them, it was their first and their last trip with him. They were just sitting and thinking, Alhamdulillah, you know, we managed to get onto this trip and join him. But at the same time, they were so sad of the loss that they are suffering. Anyway, the Consulate General came, signed off the papers, and Alhamdulillah, with the help of Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki and his children, they made some arrangements for Janatul Mu'alla. There was another brother, Brother Shoaib Mahmoudi, from Miraj Travel. He was on a flight with me from Johannesburg, which I just introduced myself as Muhammad, and I got a habit of not telling everybody who I am. I just kept it as Muhammad Patel, which we spoke quite a bit, but we just knew each other as Shoaib Mahmoudi and Muhammad Patel. Just prior to that, in Madina Munawwara, once we met, when he met my father, Rahmatullah Ali, and in Makkah Mukarrama, I met once, and he came to know that I was Maulana's son, and he spoke a few words over there, and that was it. So he came to the hospital with a friend of his, and he asked if he could be of any assistance, which at that time I said, no problem, inshallah, which whoever can help in whichever way, we appreciate it. So his friend could speak a little Arabic, and I think just for 3 or 4 minutes, I think they were of quite a bit of assistance in helping get the work started, the paperwork started. Thereafter, I received a call from his phone, from my brother-in-law, Imran Dandri, regarding the Taziyat program that was taking place in South Africa, and they were requesting du'as also. A few minutes later, Mana Makki's son came, and a lot of brothers from Makkah Mukarrama came, and they were of assistance in getting Janatul Mu'alla sorted out and helping with the process of getting this certificate from the consulate. Brother Yusuf Arbi, Brother Ahmed Arbi from Jeddah, Medina, they were also of great help. They helped get the consulate there, and Allah Ta'ala must reward all those who helped us in whichever way. We cannot repay them. All we can say is we make lots of dua, that Allah fulfills all the jayz hajat. Alhamdulillah, after the consulate came, gave us the documents, I was given the passports, my documents to sign, and we went to the Ghusl Khana. At the Ghusl Khana, one brother told us that what they've noticed is that we do the ghusl very quick, and because it's a norm, like our Baba cuts hair and he's used to it, and he does it very quick. Over here, they took so much of time, so much of, you know, respect they showed to the body, Mubarak of my father, rahmatullah alayhi, that we were even shocked. When we inquired who's going to make the ghusl, the person that was making the ghusl was a man who was a muazzin, or who is a muazzin for the last 14 years in one of the masajid. And he heard from Sheikh Juhni, Imam of the Haram, about my father on two or three occasions. What he heard, I do not know, but when he heard that Sheikh Yunus Patel ghusl is going to be made, he rushed to the ghusl khana and he said that he is going to do the ghusl. With him was another brother, I'm not so sure if it's an Egyptian brother or a Palestinian brother, but he has a watch shop in the Zamzam shopping center, and he was quite close to my father as well. He came in and he was doing some translation of that muazzin to us. At the ghusl khana was my brother-in-law Muhammad Ishaq, my cousin Muhammad Bobat, my son Ahmed, my nephew Ahmed, Mulana Sadiq, brother Imtiaz, who was in the khidmat of my father for the last 15-20 years, and the two Arab brothers and myself. When we made the ghusl, as they were doing the ghusl, there was absolutely no najis that was coming out. When we pressed the stomach, they said that it is something unique, something ajeeb, that alhamdulillah, this is a clean, clean body. And we also, I mean, when we put the water in the mouth and the nostrils, and they put the cotton wool, and showing us there as well, there is nothing at all or impurities coming out. So they were also very excited to be partaking in the ghusl. While we were making the ghusl, when I was standing on the headset, so I'm telling the brothers that, look at the smile, what a beautiful smile. You know, I've seen smiles on my father's face so many times. I've seen him laugh, I've seen him smile. But this smile, there was something unique, Mawlana, something so unique about it. Wallahi al-Azim, there are so many witnesses to the smile that it was something very, very unique. And I asked them to please see the smile from the angle that I am in. So they told me, please do me a favor, come to this angle and see the smile. Somebody said, come at this angle and see the smile from the side of here, from the left-hand side, somebody from the right-hand side. It was as if when you look at a 14th full moon, from all sides you can see it, bright, glowing, shining. The face Mubarak of my father, rahmatullah alayh, was in the same light. No, it was so clear to all of us that he was happy, and he is happy in whatever position he is in. Well, Maaf, I'm taking up so much of your time.
Please take your time.
When we finished the ghusl, then they brought him out, we wheeled him out for the other brothers to see. And it's a very unusual request. Actually, prior to that, Maaf, at the hospital, people were requesting, then why don't we take the body to Medina Munawwara, since it was the ultimate desire of my father to live in the blessed city of Medina Munawwara. His soul must depart in Medina Munawwara and he must be buried in Jannat al-Baqi, as we hear in his nazams all the time, Tamanna hai ke gulzare Medina watan hota. So we have spoken, we have made mashwara, and it was decided that we will do exactly what he wanted us to do, and everything must be done according to Sharia. So what we did was, we phoned my mother also and asked her exactly what he wanted. And she said that do the burial as quick as possible, because your father always said that, using my sisters in Port Elizabeth as an example, because Port Elizabeth to Durban is a very unusual flight schedule for the planes as well. You only get one or two flights and it's off-beat times. So he said that don't even wait for your sister from Port Elizabeth. Do my janaza as quick as possible and do not even wait for the people from Port Elizabeth to come. Alhamdulillah, we try to do, to the best of our ability, make the janaza as quick as possible. But due to unforeseen circumstances and waiting for consulates to come through and getting those papers and documents signed, we had to wait. And yes, we wanted after Fajr. Ulama-e Kiram from South Africa all requested if you could please hold it until after Fajr as well. And it was to our favor as well, but we tried our best to do it according to Sharia and made the janaza as quick as possible. So at the hospital, we decided that somebody requested, somebody even asked that why don't we take the body to Medina Munawwara and we can do the ghusl there and we can get everything done in Medina Munawwara. We decided no, that we will do it in Makkah Mukarrama. Allah Ta'ala has called him in Makkah Mukarrama. What better place on the Mataf, while in the halat of wudu, in dua, after tawaf, after Salat al-Maghrib, Allah Ta'ala has made him piyara. How are we going to be upset with the decision of Allah Ta'ala? So they all said, no, definitely, we cannot be upset with that. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has destined, we have to make Radbi Raza bil-Qaza, accept everything and do everything according to the Sharia, and his soul will be happy with us also. So Alhamdulillah, we did everything according to Sharia, according to whatever we could do, we did. And after the ghusl, they even offered again, if you want to take the body to Medina Munawwara, you can take the body to Medina Munawwara. That was a very unusual request for all the locals that were there, not the South African, the local people, and the ulama from Makkah Mukarrama, a few people from Medina Munawwara were there. And this is a very unusual request for them to give you the permission, which we refused again, and we said, no, we will have the burial in Makkah Mukarrama. Alhamdulillah, they have made arrangements for Jannatul Mu'alla. The keeper of Jannatul Mu'alla will come in at 4 o'clock, and we will make it there, inshallah, for Fajr. Because we just finished the ghusl, and the whole procedure was just before Fajr Salah. We picked my mother up from the hotel, and we brought them once again to see the Mubarak face of my father, Rahmatullah Alayh. My children were there, my nieces, my nephew, also, and we all departed from there and we went to the Haram. When we at the Haram, when we reached, there was a strange person who came straight to me and he sat down right next to me. I was sitting next to the three bodies and he asked me if my father's Rahmatullah Ali's body was in number 25. So he asked me straight, like, who is this person? And I want to go into that qabr, because I don't know if any family members are here. And he has somehow or the other just had a strange feeling that there is one janaza that's going to take place, and he must go into the qabr. So I told him that no, there are family members, there are friends here who are more than willing to go in the qabr, but maybe he can partake in another janaza and go into another qabr, which he refused to do so. So in the end I told him, no, I am the son, and inshallah I will be going. With me is my son, my brother-in-law, my nephew, and there are over 100, 200 people. I think there were some say that it was about 300, 400 people. Allahu alam, I do not know. But there were quite a bit of people that also partook in the janaza from South Africa. We went to the Qabristan, to Jannatul Mu'alla. When we left, there were these three janazas, and there was a janaza of a baby, infant, no? So when we were going with the janaza, obviously our Alhamdulillah, that father's janaza, there was such a rush around it that even I myself was barely getting a chance to put my hand under and hold the janaza. as I was going, I was getting pushed out, going back again, getting pushed out, worrying about my son, holding my son on one hand and trying to push the janazah on the other hand. At that time, Mulana Ibrahim Pandur also met me, and he gave lots of dua. He also joined later on, I think, not so sure. But there were quite a bit of people that joined us in that care, taking the janazah from the Haram Sharif to the ambulance. Then we reached Jannatul Mu'alla. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with going inside the qabr of my father, Rahmatullah Ali. With me was Brother Ma'amur, and there was another brother. I asked my son, he said that he will not manage to come down. I think he was emotionally really affected. So he stayed back, and we looked for my brother-in-law. When he came, we called my brother-in-law down, and we sent the one brother up. Just before my brother-in-law came, after we laid my father on his right-hand side, they told me, Muhammad, there is a baby we want to put in the qabr. Please take the baby and put the baby on your father, Rahmatullah Ali's Mubarak chest, facing the Qibla as well. When I held the baby in my hand, Mulana, wallahi, it was some feeling which I cannot describe, but you could actually feel like something green in my hair was actually standing. And I put the baby on the Mubarak chest of my father, and Muhammad Ishaq came down, and he asked once again, please, will they open the face for me? So Brother Ma'amur willingly and happily opened the face, and he said, at least he will get one more last chance of seeing Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. And he opened the face, that smile, that laughter, that face, that radiant face, Alhamdulillah, was still there. And then he closed the face, covered the face up, and then we came out of the qabr. That was virtually basically the whole of the last few hours that we've experienced right till the morning. When we finished, put the concrete, there's no sand, just the concrete that they put, took a block they put over to cover the grave. We covered the grave and we read a little, and people started going away, which we did after about probably half an hour, 45 minutes. And that was the last that we've seen my father, Rahmatullah Ali. May lots of dua, and Allah Ta'ala must give us istiqamat and ikhlas in whatever we do, whatever work we do, whatever good amal we do, and send sawab jariya to my father, Rahmatullah Ali. And grant all of us sabr, Allah Ta'ala must grant all of us sabr jameel, qadr azim. And especially my mother, Allah Ta'ala must make it easy for us to look after her and give her the best of everything what we can give her in the dunya. Amen. She has made so much of khidmat for my father, and 42 years of companionship, Mawlana, is not a very short time. But my father always said, Rahmatullah Ali, that if it was not for her, he wouldn't have been where he was. So Alhamdulillah, you know, it's a great pleasure for us to even make khidmat of her and take her duas, because Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala blessed her with so many good qualities. Even my father, Rahmatullah Ali, should say that even in his one message that he sent to my sister, that even the sun and the moon are feeling shy from the noor on your mother's face with her reading. In the last message, the sun and the moon are even feeling shy with the noor on your mother's face with all the ibadat and reading that she does. So Mawlana, make lots of dua for her also. Let Allah grant her the best of dunya and the best of akhirat as well. And make it easy for all of us.
Ameen. Hafiz Muhammad, we make dua for the entire family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it extremely easy. It is undoubtedly a very difficult time, a very challenging time. We make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone both the biological family as well as the spiritual family as well as the extended family of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi Sabre Jameel. Finally, Hafiz Sahib, I just want to inquire just a few words of encouragement. The purpose of tonight's program, as I mentioned several times, is that Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi's life was a great source of hidayat. And Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's demise was a great lesson and source of hidayat. Alhamdulillah, the messages that we are receiving, many people are changing their lives now, Alhamdulillah, which is a great source of consolation and isale sawab. Alhamdulillah, our brother engineer Mondli, who is now Muhammad, Alhamdulillah, embraced Islam also last week, Tuesday, by virtue of the nasihat and advice and dua and efforts of our father. What advice, very very briefly, some words of encouragement to all of us, as we are all in need of it. Alhamdulillah, you've spent tremendous amount of time with Hazrat Hakim Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. You've spent your entire life with another great wali of Allah, your father, and Alhamdulillah, you have an opportunity of spending yet another great amount of time with yet another wali of Allah, and that is our mother, Appa. What advice can you share with us?
Alhamdulillah, Mulana. As we heard in my father's program, not on one occasion, on many occasions, and the exact words of my Shaykh Hazrat Mulana Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, that first and foremost, stay away from sins. We stay away from sins. He says to us, we are not telling you all to do things, we are telling you all not to do things. People do things and they get tired. We're saying don't do something and earn great reward from Allah Ta'ala. So first and foremost, we stay away from guna, stay away from all, from looking at bad, looking at evil pornography, websites, all haram, looking at women. We stay away from all those things, inshallah, we will get the halawat of iman coming into our heart. And when the halawat of iman comes into your heart, if they want it enters, it does not come out. So Alhamdulillah, especially myself, I need this advice most. Number one. Number two is that we should send a lot of durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah, with the hope, the umid that inshallah one day he will also be called to Madina Munawwara, and maybe inshallah our last moment will be in Madina Munawwara at Rauza Mubarak, reciting Salat and Salam upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if not there, then wherever Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us, we must always keep in mind that Allah Ta'ala is watching us. And if we got that in front of us, we got Deen and Sharia in front of us, then inshallah we will be, you know, on the right track. And as our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib puts it very beautifully in a poetic form. Naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. And if we do these few actions, then inshallah we will definitely gain close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever good amal we do, we should send sawab-e jariya, especially to those who are close to him, and said, hi, we have lost our Shaykh. We have not really lost him, Mawlana. His ruh is still alive. His ruh will receive every Friday, inshallah, the good amal, and even the bad amal that we get. So we should send good amal, we should recite the ruh upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should do all good amal and send sawab-e jariya to him, and inshallah he will receive all that and he will be happy. But if we are going to keep crying and showing remorse, then his ruh will not be very happy with us, not be very pleased rather. So we should keep his ruh happy and just keep doing good amal. And one more last thing, Mawlana, is that for all those who are close to him, keep making dua for us as well and for him as well. And Mawlana, you are quite, alhamdulillah, in the last moments of his life, I mean last few months, he had a lot of hope and umid that inshallah the work of deen will carry on. We may dua that Allah Ta'ala grant you also istiqamat and ikhlas in whatever you do, and whatever we do also you may dua for us.
Ameen, ameen. Hafiz Muhammad Sahib, Jazakumullahu khairan to you. And again, our du'as are reiterated, deep-hearted, sincere du'as that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you strength, inshallah, grant upper strength, grant the entire family strength, your children, your nephews, your nieces. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all a means of sawab, isale sawab for our beloved father, rahimahullah, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.